Riad Arar is a Palestinian social worker and a national advisor for child safeguarding and care. Previously, he was the president of the Union of Social Workers and Psychologists in the Hebron Governorate. He's also a lecturer teaching child protection at the University of Bethlehem. Riad is from Beit Umar, a village in the Israeli-occupied West Bank, but he works in the nearby city of Hebron, about 30 miles south of Jerusalem, which is also part of the West Bank. It's about 40 miles from Gaza. This interview with Riad was recorded in January 2024. Thank you, Riad, for taking the time out to speak to Community Care. Tell me about your job and how it's changed since the war in Gaza began in October last year.
Our work is difficult change because we stay more than, I'm talking about myself, we took stay more than 40 days working from home, like other colleagues also, they are did the same. And also because of the checkpoints, we are right now after October 7th, we are talking about more than 670 military checkpoints. They are separated West Bank, and there are a lot of people, they cannot move well and safely from area to another area. Yeah. And my village, Beit Umar, it's one of the targeted place that it's closed from all sides. And this is the main change that happened. And also regarding to the our program in the ground, also it's because we are working in West Bank and in Gaza, and I'm a national advisor for both location, West Bank and Gaza. I have a lot of colleagues in Gaza Strip, and according to the before the war, we were in daily connection and daily review our plan, working, discuss the families, our criteria if it's implemented. We were discussed also the equality insurance and how we can reach our beneficiaries, and also provide them all our service. And so on. And after the war, there is no connection until now. For example, there is no connection, there is no electricity, there is no phone. Sometimes our colleague, they are using they are charged their phones by small battery, you know, because there is no chemistry, there is no electricity there. They live, our colleague, they live in bad conditions. Some of them, they were left their places because of dangers of war, because of bombing, because of shooting, and they move from area to another area asking for safety. And some of them were moved with their families to SOS villages in Rafah. This is in the south of Gaza. But we still faced a lot of difficulties in contact them. And we are right now, we are worried about their life in general. After also the war, right now we are just focusing on emergency program. We are working with the people they are affected by the war. We have a project, it's called multi-purpose cash, and with mental health also we are providing cash to our beneficiaries. We are working with more 5,000 children and in our program, and according to the your knowledge that because of there is a services right now in Gaza, there is no water, there is no electricity, no medicine, no gas, no heat, and a lot of things it's happened, you know. And we consider that our intervention is very important in order just to provide some service, to give a chance for a people to stay alive and to eat and to buy something if they found this resources in order to buy the basic needs for them.
What has been the impact of military action on children?
There are a lot of children right now without care, without care providers, without caregivers. Right now, they lose their families. It means that they are losing opportunity to be in strong family with parents. They are separated from their family and their community because they are moving from one area to another area, asking for safety. They are losing their education. They are in traumatized right now. We are in trauma because of the war, because of the bomb, because of the shooting, the real shooting, because of the attacking from the military soldiers, and according to their airplanes, when we talk about mental health, they need a lot of intervention, even individually or even a group or even family counseling. They need a lot of services right now. They have the basic needs. When we talk about basic needs, we're talking about home, about a dress, about heat, about medicine, about food. There's shortage for everything, and this is the impact.
And what about where you are in the West Bank?
Before 7th of October, there are a lot of NGOs and a lot of with the, there are specialists in counseling and mental health and legal aid and medical aid. They are just working with the ex-prisoners, working with their families, encourage their integration also, and also follow their education in the school, in the formal school, the formal education, and also provide for them mental health individually and the group counseling and also family counseling, you know. And also there are I was my previous work I was with Defense for Children International. It's a human rights and the Children's Rights Association. Also, we were document and we were also make an international advocacy. We are reporting the fact sheet and we are reporting press release. We are documented the real stories and regarding to the children and their situation. And we are targeting also the UN bodies outside Palestine, Human Rights Council and other associations. After October 7th, as I told you, there was because of the military checkpoint, because of the limitation of our movement, we cannot access to all, we cannot reach to all families, and all families they cannot access to the all of the services around.
What message would you want to give to the international community? A lot of people are so concerned for what's going on, not just in Gaza, but in the West Bank as well.
We are waiting for justice because we are human. We have names. We have children. We are living until now, but also we have hope for future, and we have rights like other people in the world. We have rights to live. We have rights to move. We have rights to educate and to learn, and to contribute other people in the world for development, for enhance their social, their economical, their culture also. We are asking your values to be implemented, not to be with double standard. When you talk about human rights, you are talking about all the people in the world. Tell us, it's enough. We are tired. We are looking for justice and peace and freedom. This is our priority, and we are looking for advocacy for all the people they are defending our human rights to defend and to advocate and to take our story and painful and history in their consideration for upcoming procedures.
Well, look, Riyadh, it's really heartbreaking what you're going through and your people are going through, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you for your listening. Thank you for your question. And there are a lot of stories, and we are looking for a ceasefire and to give us a chance to recover and to reach all the people they need our help. Thank you.